This is part 4 of 4 regarding Crofta Engineering and Lennox Research. I'm continuing on with a letter directed to Dr. Crofta. Functionally, in flotation, it means that surfaces deter the release of bubbles and their use in flotation. The surface-to-volume ratio of the flotation vessels themselves must be heated. Heat transfer is part of the mechanism of bubble release when the bubbles do release. The flare at the sample transfer tube entering the bottom of the volumetric tester should be as great as possible, with some thought given to the Bernoulli effect, reduced velocity with increased cross-sectional area as a rate. I only had a couple of possible days remaining in the U.S. to offer to bring what I began to a more complete state. 2 very large companies are ready to buy licenses on some of my other patents in magnetics. One has made a verbal commitment and has hired me as a consultant before, from May until September, when I came to Lennox. I meet with the other company on Monday. That means that I may not have time to turn my attention to the subjects there for at least a while, but I found the work so worthwhile, and I know I can make valuable contributions. Perhaps by now you will have had a chance to read at least some of what I began. I wish I could have brought it all to a more complete state. I planned on at least 3 months. I wish you well with your health, your leg in particular. I am continuing to attempt to interest governments and companies involved in heavily and seriously polluted water in clarification and purification. I will present the opportunity to venture with Crofta, where we supply the electrochemistry, fractional crystallization and distillation, and perhaps you supply the flotation, settling, and even filtering. Kind regards, Earth Lab Vital Environmental Systems Limited, Z.P. Charnot, Ph.D., Executive Director, Operations. Blind copies to L.K. Wang, Ph.D., Paul Milne, Gary Sykolic, Joe Gross, M.D., and D.R. Anderson.